Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boeing stock took a tumble after word of some new problems with its 787 Dreamliner.
The company says the 787s in their inventory have what they call a non-conforming condition related to its horizontal stabilizer. And Charles Feldman is here with more.
Yeah, I'm laughing because I love that. A non-conforming condition.
Sounds painful.
Yeah. Well, Michael Draycorn is the principal partner with ASD Experts and has four decades of experience in the aviation industry. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. So is a non-conforming condition an elaborate euphemism for some parts or a part just doesn't fit right?
Either they don't fit right, they weren't manufactured correctly, they could be the wrong material, but it's definitely a discrepancy.
Okay, but this is not the first problem with this particular aircraft, the 787, and all new planes have their sort of birth pains. The 747 did, the 737, they all do. But has there been an inordinate amount of issues involving this particular aircraft? And if so, what does that say about Boeing?
Yeah, so this is really not in the category of growing pains. The 787 is now considered a mature airplane. So all the things that we anticipate seeing in a new product, that's behind Boeing. These types of issues we're seeing on the 787 and frankly in other models of Boeing as well are more of a cultural issue. They're just not paying attention to their manufacturing processes. This happened to be an escape or a nonconformity that occurred in one of their own facilities that makes the parts that go into the 787.
Talking about problems that Boeing is having, there was another issue with Boeing today. It's not a good day for Boeing because they announced a further delay in the launch of its Starliner spacecraft, and they're saying that it's because of the safety of the parachute systems. There's some kind of a problem with that. So, years ago, Boeing was hailed, and I think rightly so, as a model company, right? I mean, it was a company that could almost do no wrong. It was considered, in the vanguard of aviation. It built these products that withstood the test of time. No longer the case?
Yeah, I have been a bit of a critic. When Bill Boeing built that company, he definitely built a stellar airplane company, and it remained that way until Boeing became a money company. When they moved their headquarters out of Seattle and into Chicago and became a bank, they ceased being a primary aerospace company, and in such, the leadership is not focused on aerospace to the level of scrutiny that they used to be.
And other than shareholders, some people may think, well, what does that have to do with me? I just, I buy an airline ticket and I go and I fly in on a plane. But it does have to do with passengers, doesn't it? Because if the planes are delayed in delivery, it may have an impact on airline scheduling flights because they don't have the aircraft that they were expecting to have delivered. And then there's the issue of the public's confidence in the aircraft that they're boarding.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does all of that. And as we go into the summer now, people want to go on vacation. And, some of these 787s that were going to be targeted for revenue. And frankly, we don't know how long this is going to be before Boeing can resume production, but the FAA is not allowing any airworthiness certificates to be issued right now. But those airplanes that were targeted for delivery in the near term are not going to be available for passengers to be going to vacation on in July and August.
I've heard some critics, Michael, aviation critics, say that, Airbus is now building better planes than Boeing. And then they, in the same breath, say, well, that's because Airbus is heavily subsidized by several foreign governments. But Boeing is heavily subsidized by the Pentagon, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in a different way, for the DoD contracts, as well as through NASA on its space programs. The program you just spoke about with the parachute problem also has a insulating tape problem, and that tape goes throughout the entire capsule. So they essentially have to pull all the wiring out of that capsule. And guess who pays for it? Yeah, it's the U.S. government, but it's the taxpayer. So people really should care about this kind of stuff, because at the end of the day, you're going to be impacted by schedule, and you're going to be impacted by your taxes.
I think I'll take a bicycle on my next trip. Michael Dracone, principal partner with ASD Experts, and as we said, many, many decades of experience in the aviation industry. Michael, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.